Hey everyone, I was recently reading some work by Dr. Baxman about the impact of AI on orthodontics, and it's pretty amazing stuff. It seems like it's making treatments more precise and effective for both orthodontists and patients.
Yeah, Dr. Baxman is a leading voice in the field. His insights on how AI can help reduce errors are invaluable.
You know, think about it for a second. X-rays are really hard to interpret, even for experts.
For sure, absolutely.
And Dr. Baxman talks about how even the slightest distortion in an image can lead to the wrong diagnosis, which could have huge implications for treatment.
No, absolutely. Dr. Baxman really emphasizes how susceptible human interpretation is to cognitive biases.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, these are those unconscious tendencies that can skew our judgment.
You mean even the most experienced orthodontist could be influenced by these biases?
Exactly. We all have them. It's part of being human. But just imagine what that means when it comes to your health.
So how does AI help with all this?
Well, AI brings objectivity to the table, which humans just don't have. Dr. Baxman talked about how these AI-powered systems can analyze X-rays and other diagnostic images with incredible precision. And that's what.
So it's like AI is giving the orthodontist a cleaner slate to work with.
Exactly. AI can actually detect tiny details that humans might miss.
Really?
Yeah. For example, AI can pinpoint up to 80 landmarks on a cephalometric X-ray.
Okay, I'll be honest. I'm not familiar with a cephalometric X-ray. What is that?
Right. It's basically a really detailed X-ray of the head from the side, showing a lot of information about how the teeth, jaws, and skull all relate to each other. And these 80 landmarks that AI can identify are specific points on the skull and jaw that are crucial for analyzing facial growth and development.
So AI is helping orthodontists see things more clearly and measure things more accurately. What does that mean for the patient in terms of treatment?
Well, first of all, it means a much more accurate diagnosis. And with that, the orthodontist can develop a more targeted and effective treatment plan.
Dr. Baxman also talked about how AI is really good at sifting through huge amounts of data and reaching reliable conclusions. He suggested that humans can be swayed by emotions, which obviously isn't ideal when making healthcare decisions.
Absolutely, not at all. AI, on the other hand, is great at objective analysis. It can process tons of data from patient records, their initial condition, treatment plan, final results, to find patterns and trends that a human might miss.
So it's like having a data-driven partner to help ensure that treatment recommendations are based on evidence.
Exactly. And this is really crucial for complex cases, like deciding whether or not someone needs jaw surgery. Those decisions require looking at a lot of different factors, and AI can really help weigh all those factors objectively.
Yeah, it seems like AI isn't just helping with diagnostics, but also planning the treatment itself.
Sure. One of the most exciting things about AI in orthodontics is how it can create personalized treatment plans.
Oh, wow.
Imagine braces or aligners that are custom designed for your anatomy and your goals.
A bespoke suit for your teeth.
Exactly. AI algorithms can look at 3D scans of the patient's teeth and jaws and design appliances tailored to their needs.
That's incredible. Are orthodontists going to be replaced by robots?
Well, that's a worry a lot of people have. But AI is really just a tool.
So the orthodontists are still essential.
They're the ones who interpret the data, make treatment decisions, and interact with the patients. Those are things that AI, at least not yet, can do.
It's all about empowering orthodontists with these new tools and insights.
Right. It's a collaboration, and that's what has the potential to revolutionize orthodontic care. Gretchen?
Well, this has been an incredible overview of AI in orthodontics. Where should we start?
Well, we've been talking about image analysis, and Dr. Baxman's work highlights how AI can reduce noise, identify landmarks on X-rays, and analyze 3D images.
Okay, so let's dive into that next. We were talking about AI and image analysis, and Dr. Baxman has done some really interesting work with 3D images in orthodontics. We talked about X-rays, but what about these 3D images? How are they being used, and where does AI fit in?
Well, a lot of the time, 3D imaging is done with an intraoral scanner. It's this handheld device that takes a digital model of the patient's teeth and jaw.
Like more comfortable?
Exactly. Then AI can analyze these 3D models with incredible precision. It can identify things like the size, shape, and position of each tooth, and how the teeth and jaws all fit together. All that is really important for diagnosis and treatment planning.
So it's like having a virtual tour of the patient's mouth, but AI's your guide, pointing out all the important stuff.
Exactly. And it's not just about what the teeth and jaws look like right now. AI can predict how the teeth are going to move over time.
It can predict the future of your teeth.
Like, the AI algorithms are trained on huge data sets of patient records, so they know the starting point, the treatment plan, and then how the teeth actually move during treatment. Using all that information, AI can make predictions about how a new patient's teeth might respond to different treatments.
So you're saying it's like having a simulation of different treatment options so the orthodontist can see what's going to work best?
Yeah, exactly. The orthodontist can make a more personalized plan, and the patient can have a better idea of what to expect.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and that's really where AI shines. Dr. Baxman has talked about how AI is just so much better at analyzing huge amounts of data and reaching reliable conclusions. You know, humans, we get tired, we get emotional.
Of course.
But AI can just process all that data day in and day out, and it can see patterns and make connections that humans might miss.
So it's like having this super-powered consultant.
That's a great way to put it. And it's especially important for those tough cases, like whether or not someone needs surgery, because those decisions are based on so many different factors, and AI can help make sure everything is considered objectively.
It sounds like AI is completely changing the way orthodontic treatment is planned and done. But let's talk a little more about AI reducing errors.
Well, that's a really important part of what AI brings to the field. Dr. Baxman always emphasizes how important it is to minimize errors, both in diagnosis and treatment.
And we talked about how AI can reduce things like cognitive bias and fatigue, which can lead to mistakes. But are there other ways AI is helping to reduce errors?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's not just about human limitations. AI can actually address some of the problems with traditional tools and techniques.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Let's go back to x-rays. Even with the best equipment and the most skilled technicians, those images can be affected by things like scatter radiation or the patient moving a little bit. That can make the image harder to read accurately.
So sometimes it's not even human error.
Exactly. We were talking earlier about how AI can filter out that noise and give the orthodontist a clearer picture.
So AI is making the diagnostic information better, which means there's less chance of making a mistake.
Exactly. AI is being used in systems that measure tooth movement and adjust braces. By automating these things, we can reduce the potential for human error even more.
So it's about accuracy and efficiency.
Exactly. It's about getting the best possible results for the patient.
It sounds like AI is really making a difference. Does this mean the future of orthodontics is going to be all robots and no humans?
Well, that's a question a lot of people have, and it makes sense. AI is advancing so quickly. But it's important to remember that AI is just a tool. It's not here to replace human expertise.
So it's more about collaboration.
Exactly. Orthodontists bring so much to the table, knowledge, experience, and that human connection. They understand how faces develop, how teeth move, and they understand their patients' individual needs. Those are all things that AI can't do.
So we need both the human expertise and AI's analytical power.
Exactly. The future of orthodontics is about using the strengths of both.
This has been so interesting. Where should we go from here?
Well, we've been talking about all the amazing things AI can do in orthodontics, but I think it's important to talk about how it can improve access to care.
That's a great point. Dr. Baxman has talked a lot about this. Let's talk about that. We've talked a lot about how AI is improving orthodontics, making treatments better.
Yeah, that's a really important point. There's a real shortage of orthodontists.
There is, especially in certain parts of the world.
So how can AI help with that?
Well, one way is through remote monitoring. Imagine patients not having to go see the orthodontist all the time.
That would be huge for people who live far away or have trouble getting to an appointment.
Exactly. AI can actually be used to track how the teeth are moving. The patient might have an app or a device at home that collects data about their teeth and sends it to the orthodontist. Then AI algorithms can analyze that data and alert the orthodontist if there's a problem or if the treatment plan needs to be changed.
So it's like having a virtual orthodontist checking in even when you can't get to the office.
Exactly, which makes treatment more convenient and accessible for everyone.
Are there other ways AI can help?
Well, AI can be used in training and education. You could have AI platforms that give dental professionals access to the latest information and techniques in orthodontics.
So it's not just about treating patients remotely. It's also about giving local practitioners the tools they need.
Exactly. AI can help close that knowledge gap by giving people access to expert-level training.
So even in areas where there aren't a lot of orthodontists, people can still get high-quality care.
That's the idea.
This is really incredible. It seems like AI can make treatment better and more accessible for everyone.
That's what we're hoping for, and that's what Dr. Baxman has been advocating for. It's about using technology to make healthcare better and fairer for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, this has been a fascinating look at how AI is impacting orthodontics.
We've talked about so much, from how AI is improving diagnosis to how it's personalizing treatment and even expanding access to care.
It's amazing to think about what the future holds.
The future of orthodontics is exciting. It's a really interesting field, and AI is just making it even more interesting.
Well, that brings us to the end of our discussion about AI and orthodontics. And to all of you listening out there, stay curious, stay informed, and embrace the possibilities that AI has to offer. Until next time, keep exploring.